Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Anvil Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad centered podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so grateful that you are here and you're joining me. Welcome, welcome, you guys, to our official last part of our dating series. I hope that you guys have been enjoying this series as much as I have been enjoying making it. Whenever I do a series, it's not only so beneficial for the people who listen and just something for other people to take note of, but it helps remind me too. It helps remind me of the things that I'm looking for. And a lot of the series that I do are very personal and relate to the things that I hold near and dear to my heart and the things that I am very headstrong about. And so when talking and reminding myself about the little things that are so valuable and the things that I remember and how I felt and things I need to value, it's so fun for you guys, but it's also super fun for me. And so I hope that you've enjoyed the series as much as I have. It's been a fun one. It's been a really fun one. And it's been something that is so true to where I'm at now. The idea of going through a breakup, the idea of figuring out when you're ready to date again, and then today's topic, which we will get to in just a little bit. But you guys, I hope that your week has been absolutely fantastic. I hope that it has been filled with some fun Christmassy activities. Okay, cheers. I am so excited that we're finally in the full pursuit of Christmas. It's full force. We are fully into it. These next 2 weeks, you better be caroling with the bells. You better be waiting for Santa to come to town, you guys. It is full Christmas season. And if you can't tell, I love Christmas. I love Christmas, you guys. My mom has been going ham. It's the North Pole in our house. I'm not even kidding. She got a little tree for my room. I've never had that before. We got quilts for the bed. We're going full force. We're going full ham, okay? It's not just the tree coming up. It's little trinkets and reindeers everywhere in our house, okay? It's literally lighting up like a New York Christmas tree, okay? It's insane, but I'm so obsessed with it. And I'm fully committing to the bit. I am listening to Christmas music every single day, I swear. I am slowly but surely getting into my Christmas movie spirit. I just haven't had time to watch as many as I would like to, but trust, it's still happening. And any Christmas drink I'm trying, like I am full force committing to it, I swear. I'm even participating in Vlogmas, which I've never participated in on TikTok until this year, but I have thoroughly enjoyed it because if you know me, you know my schedule is so insane. Like, if you try to plan something with me, I'm being completely honest, you can't plan something with me literally until a month out, if that, 2 months out. I'm that busy. So vlogging, as hard as it can be, it's oddly very satisfying. Like, it's oddly very, very satisfying. So I'm doing that. If you want to check that out, my main TikTok is AB Whiskers, but it's been fun. It's been fun. We're full force. We're full force. And I hope that you guys are full force as well. But today, you guys, I am so excited to wrap up this series. As much as I love series, I do have some topics that I have been itching to talk about, and I'm excited to fully dive into those after the series. But I think that this needs a full celebrated closure. I think we need to close this out with one of my favorite topics of this day and age. It is dating in 2025. And so to really kickstart this episode, I have a major question for you. Is dating in 2025 really that bad? I'm here with a new flavor. Okay, I'm here with a new flavor. You know what I need to do? You know what I need to do? I need to put this on my literal to-do list. I need to go and get the Diet Coke cans that have Santa on them. Because not only do I love Diet Coke, but like, okay, ho-ho holiday, like, let's go. But I am here, this is why it reminded me, I'm here with my Olipop, but I'm here with a different flavor. I'm here with vintage cola, okay? We had some other Olipops, and I'm so basic, I'm so predictable. When I like something, I repeat it over and over again. And I was just kind of like, you know, I don't think I've tried vintage cola. And if I have, I haven't had it in a really long time. So we're going to have it today. We're going to try vintage cola. I'm just like I'm feeling the vibe, but cheers, you guys. Cheers to a fantastic series. Cheers to you. Cheers to me. We're going to have an amazing episode. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the fire of today. So I'm ready. I'm ready, and I'm ready to talk about this topic. Let's get into it, shall we? Here we go. Let's go. Crisp and clean, you guys. Let's do a taste test, okay? Okay, it's good. It's really good. I think it's good. I think. No, it's good. I guess it's just as someone who loves Diet Coke and who loves Coke, it is like very different, but it's not bad. I love a good Coke. I love a good Diet Coke. This one's good. This works for today. Cheers. Before I dive into this episode, okay, I just want to say and insert a little preface, okay? I've been doing that a lot. I've been prefacing a lot of my episodes, but I feel the need to because as someone who also markets videos on social media platforms, a lot of the times people only see those videos and only see those opinions on my episodes. And I am very, very, very strong about emphasizing the fact that I know nothing, okay? This is just what I have learned in my personal life, with my personal experiences, with things that I have realized on my own. There's so many things that have so many different outcomes. Like what I say is not the only way and not the only truth out there. And if you are at all taking that, never take that. Okay, this is just a 23-year-old girl figuring it out. And that really, really resonates with this episode. Okay, I am a 23-year-old girl who has only experienced this generation of dating, okay? This generation of dating. So this does not partake to all men. This does not partake to all women. This does not partake to everything. This is just what I have seen and what I've seen personally in my life, what I've experienced dating. And I just feel very strongly about really emphasizing that this episode because as someone who is creating a platform and having a voice, it's very important that I really push out there. Part of my brand is figuring it out and literally not knowing anything, but being someone who is trying to know things and trying to learn things and wanting to learn things. I just feel very, very, very strong about emphasizing that to anyone listening. If you are new, if you are old, if you are someone who is just kind of like halfway in this video and then is gonna exit out, at least you hear this, okay? At least you hear that what I say is not the way that it always is, but it is my personal opinion and it is my personal perspective. And this does not dictate to every single man, every single woman, every single scenario out there, but I just feel the need to really emphasize this and to just remind you to remember that I am 23 years old. And even though I don't know everything, there are things that I have learned and there are things that I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. So that's why I'm sharing my personal opinions, okay? If you don't like it, that is totally fine. This is America. That is totally fine to not like my opinion. But this is my opinion, and it's my opinion for a reason, and it's my decisions and my outlets and whatever for a reason. Okay? So just emphasis. Love you all. Just emphasis. I just feel the need to emphasize that for those who are watching this video. But here's what I'm gonna start out with. Okay? And this is a very strong one. This is a very strong point. Dating in 2025 sucks. And I am not the only person who thinks that. Dating in 2025, I'm not even kidding, makes me want to bang my head against the wall, okay? It is so frustrating. It is so frustrating, not only because of the very few ways to meet people and valuable people. Like, you can meet anyone anywhere. Like, I'm a firm believer in that, where you can truly meet anyone anywhere. Any place you go to, there is a chance of meeting someone who you wouldn't have expected to meet. Okay. I'm a very, very, very proud believer in that. However, I am someone who also is very, very, very particular about certain people who I allow into my life and allow access to me. And so the types of people that I want to meet and the values in people that I want to meet, it's hard. It's hard. Okay. And it's hard for many reasons, okay? And I'm sure I'm not the only woman who feels this way. But today, in the pool of finding men, okay? Not boys, men, it is so incredibly hard. One reason it's hard is because of freaking dating apps. Freaking dating apps, okay? Another reason it's so hard is hookup culture. Oh my gosh, I hate hookup culture. And another reason is lack of being able to commit in the sense of wanting to remain a bachelor. Okay. Three major points for this point alone that I feel so passionate about for many reasons because I have seen it so frequently and so aggressively. Okay. As you can tell by my enthusiasm is I do believe this, okay? This isn't all men, but it is a majority of the men that you will meet. Let's first start with dating apps. I hate dating apps, okay? I am so happy for the people who have met their soulmate on dating apps. I'm very happy. I am like, queens, awesome, fantastic. Good for you for finding a diamond in the rough, truly, because dating apps are so hard with catfishing, with people putting lies on their profile, with cheaters out there. It is so hard to go on a dating app and trust someone, okay? To trust someone. Those who have made connections, I'm seriously so impressed. I feel like I need advice on that because I am terrified of going on dating apps because I hate them that much, okay? I hate them that much. I hate putting my best pictures on a profile, having everything out there for a man and having them have the ability to either swipe right or swipe left. So frustrating. And not to mention, there's so much more to me than what I'm able to put on a dating profile. Not to mention, sorry if this is super stereotypical, but sue me if I'm wrong. A lot of people, not all, but a lot of people, men specifically, who go on dating apps, most likely, not all the time, might not actually want a serious relationship. They just want to meet people. For second point, hookup culture. The reason I am so frustrated with dating apps and finding and meeting people in this era is because so many people will meet people but will never form a genuine connection, okay? They'll have a reason behind forming this connection. You'll go on 5 dates, and the reason for the 5 dates will be because then they can sleep with you after. I'm sorry if that's a harsh truth. I'm sorry if I'm the only person who has ever experienced that, but that is part of the truth. Like, people go on dating apps a lot of the times to meet people. Not because they want to form a genuine relationship with them, because it's easy and it's convenient and you can meet multiple people at the same time. Okay? It's very rare that you'll meet someone on a dating app who's only talking to you. They're most likely talking to many other people, seeing many other people. That's what's so hard about it. Okay? And I'm not trying to put all dating apps down. And again, as I prefaced at the beginning of this episode, this doesn't resonate to every single person. So if you are offended by that, I'm not trying to offend you. But I'm just saying what my experience has been is it has truly been not a lot of people want a genuine relationship, a genuine connection from a dating app. Okay. Some people might meet you and it might be crazy. Like, a lot of people I know, some of my best friends have met people who are very amazing from dating apps. And again, I send a props to you because I somehow attract the wrong type of people on a dating app, which it has been ages since I've been on a dating app. Since I've been single, I've not downloaded a dating app. But in college, there was a few moments that I downloaded a dating app, and it was really hard to find a valuable person. It was really hard to find someone who genuinely actually cared about me and wasn't just in it to have my Snapchat and to flirt with me on a random basis and whatever. It was always an ulterior motive, and it wasn't always genuine. And that's what was frustrating to me about it, because I was someone who was on the search for a relationship. I was on the search for someone who valued more from me than just my pretty face or something in my bio that caught their eye, or because I did this or because I did that. Like, there's always something that someone will look and they'll like, and that's the reason they'll like you versus the deeper reasons to why they should like you and the true reasons to the amazing person that you are on the inside. And I do think that a lot of our generation has a really bad epidemic of bachelors, okay? I don't even think it's mainly my generation. I think it might even be like the generation prior to us as well, and maybe even more before that. But there is a lot of guys who love to be bachelors. I mean, I think this might be stereotypical, but I do think that a lot of guys in their 20s won't want to settle down. Relatively want to settle down until their late 30s. And I think that all of this also applies to women. All this also might apply to women. But as a girl and as a woman trying to date, it is very apparent to me that there are a lot of guys who like the convenience of talking, but then when things get more serious and more committed, they'll prefer their bachelor season over a relationship and over a commitment. Again, I'm going to preface again. I'm going to be annoying about it this episode. This isn't relating to every single person, okay? But there is a lot of situations and circumstances where this relates. And I know that there are women out there that relate to me and that see it and that feel it and that understand the frustration that comes with dating, dating with dating apps, dating in hookup culture, and dating with men who have trouble getting out of their bachelor era, okay? It's so hard. It's so hard. Most of the time, people will push you to go for older men, okay? Older men, not saying like 40s, whatever, but older people, older men, because most likely their brain has finally fully developed and they are at the point where they want a serious relationship. They're comfortable in their job. They are comfortable in their lifestyle. They're comfortable with how they look. They figured things out. And that is at the point where they are ready. They are ready to finally settle down and find the missing puzzle piece in their life, which is a partner, okay? Find someone who they can be with. And I do think that this relates to women as well, okay? I'm not singling myself out of this. I also relate to that in a very strong way. I struggle with hyper-individualism. I really do because I am such a person who loves my routine. I love my schedule. And I am 23. I'm not in a rush to settle down right now. I mean, when I meet someone who I'm completely infatuated with, I will commit to them. And I will try it out. And I will pursue something that I want to pursue. But I am not in a rush just because I could have someone right now. I'm taking my time and I'm focusing on what I want to focus on, which I've emphasized so many times in all my previous episodes. But I'm not just racing to be in a relationship. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with holding on to your individualism and holding on to your single era. I don't think that there's truly anything wrong with holding on to it, but I will say it makes dating in 2025 hard. Okay, it makes dating in 2025 super hard. Because that's the whole consensus of it, okay? I'm not trying to put blame on one gender or another. I'm just saying that this is why dating in 2025 is hard, okay? This is why it's hard. Women are struggling with X, Y, and Z, okay? There's a lot of things that women are trying to figure out. There's a lot of things that women are wanting to figure out before they settle down that makes them want to be more single than they do in a relationship. But there's a lot of things, too, that I've experienced as trying to date and trying to meet people that have made it very, very, very hard for me to date a man in 2025. And unfortunately as well, one of the hardest parts with dating in 2025 is the fact that we are in the digital world, okay? That is also one of the hardest parts of dating in 2025 because not only are men and women struggling with X, Y, and Z on both sides and have all these good things, but also really a lot of things that we do struggle with, right? But it's also the age of the digital world. So let's talk about that. Two things stand out to me when it comes to talking about the digital age and dating, okay? There is also a third, but I don't want to dive into that whole scope. I'll mention it, but I don't want to dive into the whole scope because it's a completely different conversation. But my two main points are this: fear of choosing the wrong person and so many opinions. Let's talk about fear of choosing the wrong person. Fear of choosing the wrong person is simple. At this point in our lives, at this point in our age, okay, if you have not met your person, you are always wondering if the person coming into your life is your person. You are always wondering if this is the best that you are going to get. You are always wondering if there's something better out there for you, if this person truly is the best version that I'm going to get in a significant other, in a possible husband, in a possible wife. You are always wondering if this is what is meant for me. You are always wondering if this is it, if this is my person. And that's why I think, too, dating in the digital world can be really hard because this kind of relates to that one point that I don't want to dive into too much. But because we are so chronically online, because we are so active online, you have so much more opportunity to see something in someone, see a feature, see a personality trait, see something that you're missing, or see something that you realize that you want in someone and wonder that because this person might not have that, you're wondering if they're not it for you. You're wondering if someone else is going to have that for you because you've realized that that's what you're missing. You see, we have so much ability to see and perceive other people's relationships. They're quote unquote relationships, right? Because they only share as much as they want online. But you see so many things in so many people's lives that you are constantly wondering if the people in your life or the person in your life is it for you. You're wondering if that is the best that it's going to get, if that is the only version, if that is it for you. That's That's what we're struggling with. That's what we're struggling with. And again, if you met your person and you are so completely confident that this is your person, then that is absolutely fantastic, okay? Because that's so rare. That is so rare in this generation because of our digital dens and because of the ways that we interact online, we have so much more eyesight. We have so much more visualization into other people's lives on what they have versus what we don't have versus what they are experiencing to what we're not experiencing. And that always makes us question if we should be experiencing that. I think another big question that people ask a lot too is like, at this point in our lives, no one really wants to settle. Everyone wants to meet the one, but no one really wants to settle in that. And so everyone always asks the question of like, not only is this the person for me, but like, is this too soon? And because we're having all this access to other people's lives, we're always faced with the question of, should I be settling right now? Or should I be looking out and about on what my options are? Which I have also seen in a lot of people's lives affect a really strong long-term relationship. A lot of the times, if you are dating someone from out of high school or whatever, a lot of the times you'll ask the question of, is there something else out there for me? Should I be settling this soon? And so oftentimes a lot of people will end their relationships, and because they'll end their relationships, they'll experience how horrible it is dating in 2025. Welcome, my friends. It's horrible. And because they'll do that, they'll either make a decision or meet someone that doesn't meet what they thought it was gonna meet, and they'll end up going back to their relationship anyway. That's the hard part about dating in 2025 in the digital world, is because you see so much, all of these questions keep popping up into our heads. All these perspectives keep popping into our heads, and we constantly wonder what we should do. We constantly wonder what our next move should be, if we should stay, if we should go. If this is our person, if there's someone else better out there, if you should be looking for this specific standard, or if you should be okay with it, if you should be content with what you have. We're always wondering if there's something better out there for us. And I know this isn't just something for our generation, but we have the most access to it because we can see everyone else around us. You can see what the couple from your high school's doing. You can see what your ex is doing. You can see what ABC is going on in someone else's life. You can see celebrities. You can see everything. You have so much eyesight that all it makes us wonder is, are we choosing what's right for us? Are we doing what's right for us? Is this it? And even if you're not 100% sure, that's the question of the generation. I truly believe so. Is this it? Am I making the right decision? Because it's more confusing now than ever. And what's also confusing about it, haha, is my second point, okay? The fact that there are so many opinions. There are so many freaking opinions. Because we are so unsure, a lot of the times we'll go to other people. We'll go to our friends. We'll go to our family. Sometimes you'll even ask social media. Sometimes people will even ask personal opinions. Sometimes you'll share so much about your relationship, or you'll share so much about your life, that people will just form their own opinions on your life and on their perspective of your relationship. But there are so many opinions that we often lose sight about truly what we want. We see one couple thriving, and they tell us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that make their relationship so incredibly strong. The reason they're successful in their relationship is because of these 5 points. But then there's another relationship over here. Another relationship, maybe it's a personal relationship, or maybe it is another celebrity influencer relationship that you see thriving. And they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points. And they have all these opinions about what makes a super great relationship. And it's 5 completely different points. So now you have 2 different lists. Now you have 2 different things for reasons and things that you should be looking for in a relationship. And if the person that you're talking to, if the thing that you're trying to figure out doesn't match any of those things, you're going to question it. And it's going to make you question what you're putting up with, what you should allow into your life, the type of person that you should be with. What your standards are, what your values are, the type of person that you want to marry. It puts all these thoughts into your head, not to mention the people that you see break up and that post 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that they don't think are supposed to be in a healthy relationship. One of those things might be involved in your relationship. And you might look at that and be like, oh my gosh, now my relationship's doomed. Or this person has that fact, like that feature, that factor that frustrated that person. And I am unsure if that makes us a healthy relationship. Here's what I'm going to say about that. There is so much noise. You have to block out the noise. Yes, it is so beneficial to talk to people. And yes, it's so great to get so many opinions sometimes. But I think that the value needs to be talking to certain people for certain opinions, talking to a very few number of people to get their specific insight on what they believe, what they think. If they know you so well, they will give you advice that relates to you, not just relates to what other people are going through. Because if you read, if you look, if you listen to all these people's advices, you are going to cloud your own judgment and not even know what you would have chosen, what you think is best for you. You're going to listen to all these other people and you're going to be like, wait, I mean, yeah, I totally agree with that. Like, I definitely agree with that. And then you're going to believe all these things and you're going to lose the value in the things that you do believe for yourself. Your judgment will be clouded. But if you only listen and go to a couple people for advice, if you very, very, very strongly listen to them, you will have more valuable advice and more valuable opinions on what you should do. I do think that you need to not be afraid of going to people for advice and going to people to talk about your relationship, because if something's going on in your relationship and you need advice, you need to go and ask for advice, okay? But it shouldn't be to everyone and their mother. It should be to the people that you trust and the people that you know will love regardless and will help you regardless and want the best for you regardless. That's the difference, okay? But you need to block out the noise. Not everything that this person says, that that person says, is going to resonate with you. Some of it might. Some of it might open up your eyes to something that you've been clouding in your relationship or clouding in something that you didn't even know you wanted. But a lot of it is just noise. Even a video like this, even an episode like this, if this doesn't relate to you, that's totally fine. But you need to cloud out opinions that don't resonate with you, that don't relate to your relationship, that don't relate to your experience, that don't relate to truly who you are as a person. Just because someone's saying it doesn't mean it's 100% true. Doesn't mean that it relates to every single person and their mother. Even statistics. People are like, this percent out of this percent, you know, can put up with this in a relationship. And I'm like, how do you know what percentage I am? What's the percentage of people that you talk to? Who did you talk to? What kinds of people did you talk to? That's what I ask when I see statistics. I'm always like, okay, well, how many people did they ask? First off, what types of people did they ask? That's another one. Third, what are those values, etc.? That's the type of thing that I ask. Because not everything relates to me. Not every statistic is going to relate to me. We need to remind ourselves of that. There's so much noise out there. There's so many opinions. We need to block out the noise. You need to listen to the people who have your best interest at heart, but you need to block out the noise. You do, which is so hard in a digital era when there's so much freaking noise. That is the truth. That is the truth. There are so many reasons to why dating in 2025 is so hard. And one of the biggest ones isn't only the reasons that I mentioned earlier, but a big chunk of it is the digital world. Dating in 2025 is not for the weak. Okay. And I'm sure dating in general, any generation, is not for the weak. But I really do think that we are in a generation that just sucks. That just sucks. This wasn't even a point of mine, but I'm going to put this out there. And I might get a lot of hate for this. I might get a lot of backlash for this. I'm sorry to my male listeners. Not all of you are bad. I've met some very amazing, wonderful men. But man, oh man, do a lot of men in this generation not know how to be men. I said it. I might even take it out. But I said it. Maybe I'm feeling risque and I'm going to put it out there. But a lot of guys don't know how to be a man in a relationship and to be the type of person and man that sweeps a woman off their feet. I'm sorry. A lot of people who I've met do a very great job of sweeping women off their feet. But I believe that because we are in a digital age, men are receiving more love online for women for being attractive, that it gets to their head and therefore meaning that they don't have to put in as much into pursuing a woman. That because they look good or because they have a following or because women are drooling over them over the internet and whatnot, they think that they don't have to put in as much to pursue a woman and to sweep a woman off their feet. And same thing goes for women, okay? I'm going to say that too. Same thing goes for women. There's a lot of women who receive a lot of love online, which they should, queens, as you should. But you receive a lot of love online. And so therefore, your ego and your status and the way that you view yourself automatically boosts up 10 notches, okay? We've made that the norm. We've literally made that the norm. We've made people famous because they're hot. We've literally given them that pedestal, okay? And a lot of people want that validation. Validation online makes you feel great. I know I feel great when I get validation online. I know I feel great when people like the videos that I post and people like the photos that I take and think that I look good and like my style and et cetera. Validation isn't a bad thing, but I do think when it comes to dating, a lot of people let it go to their ego, okay? A lot of people let it affect the way that they treat someone and how they go about dating. I do think that that is a really, really, really major issue. And it hasn't just been an issue in this era, but it's been more prominent because we have social media and we're boosting people's egos by making them famous because they're hot. Point blank, period. Here's what I'm going to leave this episode on. Here's what I'm going to leave this episode on. When it comes to dating in 2025, you need to be gaining more from the relationship than losing. That's my biggest, biggest advice, okay? None of this matters as long as you are gaining more than you are losing, okay? And let me talk about that for a second. A lot of the times, I've personally related to this, I will put in more to a relationship because I want it so badly. But because I put in so much into a relationship, I will lose that much and won't gain anything in return. That person won't reciprocate the things that I want them to reciprocate. In my last relationship, there was a lot that I was sacrificing, but a lot that I had sacrificed ended up making me not the best version of myself and ended up making me not the kind of person that I wanted to be in my relationship. I wasn't gaining as much as I wanted to gain from that relationship. I was losing a lot. A lot of my pride, a lot of my self-respect. I was losing a lot in that relationship. And coming out of it, that was where all that work came in of me rebuilding who I was as a person. But as I date and as I get out there, I look at the people and I look at the value that they would bring into my life. And if that value is more than I would be sacrificing, which in my eyes is sacrificing my individualism, it's sacrificing sometimes my time, right? Because relationships do come with sacrifices. They do come with having to put things before other things. They do come with switching things around and change, okay? It depends on what that is for you, but it does come with sacrifices. Relationships aren't easy on either side. But if I am giving more than I am gaining, then it is not a beneficial relationship. And as I date, I often look at that. I often look at what I am gaining versus what I am giving. Are we dating these people for convenience? Are we dating these people because they make us a better person and they bring us closer to the best versions of ourselves? Those are the questions that we need to ask. And dating is so hard. I've said this in my singleness episode, but when we are surrounded by people who are dating, all we want to be doing is dating someone. But is that truly what you need? Is that truly what's going to fill your heart? Is that truly what's going to make everything better? Just dating someone to date someone? Are you dating this person because of the value that they add into your life and that they make it easier for you? That they make all those sacrifices worth it for you? Dating in 2025, man, I need a sip. I need a sip just because of that. Wow. I want to emphasize again, that this does not relate to every single person out there and that this can relate to both sides, that this is not just men. It also can happen with women. Okay, so the men listening, because I do know I have men listeners. I do know I have male listeners. It does happen with women and I hear you and I see you and that's what makes it part of what struggle looks like dating in 2025. Okay, that's what this looks like. It's the whole scenario. It's not just dating men in 2025. It's also dating women in 2025. It's also, it's just dating. Bruh, it's just dating, you know? But I hope that this episode, apart from everything, just made you feel seen, just made you relate to it, because it is hard. There's no right way around it. It's just hard. This is just the life that we live right now. This is just the era and the generation that we are in. It is so hard. But I hope that you feel seen. I hope that you feel heard within this episode. I had so much fun. I had so much fun with this series. I hope that you love this series. If you did, let me know. DM me, comment, do something to let me know. Text me, anything. If you have my number, let me know. I want to know that you liked this series. I want to know that you liked this episode. And I just love to hear from you point blank, period. So just let me know, okay? It's awesome when I get to hear from you guys and I want to hear more. So yeah, just let me know. Like, comment, subscribe, rate this podcast, rate all this, share this with a friend if this is exactly what they need to hear too. But I love you guys. I love you guys so, 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 so very much. And I hope that this series spoke to you. I hope that it made you feel less alone. And I hope that you shared it with someone who needed to hear it, or I hope that you needed to hear it. And I hope that we just bonded, okay? I hope that this series made us bond as much as we can bond over podcast episodes. But I love you guys so, 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 so very much. And I will talk to you so very soon. Bye!